Sandish, hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm okay, obviously gutted, but I'm all right.
Were you sort of ready for it? Because you sort of hung on a bit for a couple of weeks, perhaps.
I don't think I was ready to be fired. And I think that in that situation, it's quite difficult when you're under pressure to make a decision about who you want to bring in. And I didn't feel like I had any solid reasons to bring Christopher and Jamie in. Because they'd done everything I'd asked them to in that task. But I didn't want to play games with Lord Sugar like previous candidates had done, like previous project managers in previous weeks. They'd taken me in for no solid reason, and Lord Sugar himself had said to them, "You've said she's done a good job, why is she in here?" So, you know, he had every chance to fire me for 3 weeks prior to me being PM, and he didn't. You know, he could have done a double elimination, but he didn't. Because I think he listened to me when I said what I had contributed. He can't be there watching all the tasks. So I think that he sort of, you know, felt like, fair enough, you know, I understand the reason you've brought these two in, because you don't want to play games, but, you know, that was why I had to go.
When you look back, that task was there for the taking, wasn't it?
I'm gutted that we lost by £39, because that was just a few DVDs more if we'd sold, or if we'd kept the prices a bit higher for a bit longer. I could still be in the process right now. So, yeah, obviously, it just goes to show that I didn't make a disaster of being project manager. I think I project managed it well, and we, you know, we marginally lost. So, you know, I think I had good organisational skills. We sold twice as many DVDs as the other team. It was my system of getting the DVDs back and forth that, you know, made sure we didn't really mess up. And I think I did do a good job, but, you know, obviously someone's got to go, and I was PM.
Do you regret now that hour that you started late selling?
I don't know if it was quite an hour, but, you know, we did start selling a little bit late. And, yeah, there's a lot of little things here or there that could have made the difference and I could have won, but it wasn't meant to be. It didn't happen.
And when you decided who to bring back into the boardroom, why didn't you take Jamie back?
Because at the time, you know, I should have picked up a little bit more on Lord Sugar and Karen's hints that he was an irritant the entire day or throughout the task. But at the time, I don't know, you can just miss things like that, and you're really you're trying to think in your head at the same time, who is actually responsible for the failure of this task? And I didn't feel that was a solid enough reason as to why we lost the task. So I didn't bring him in, but in hindsight, I should have brought him in, yes.
Did you know what a whinger and a pain in the neck he was being at the time?
Yeah, I did. I think you can tell if you watch it back. Like, I mean, I watched it back and I could tell that I was getting increasingly annoyed with him, but trying to keep my temper even, because, you know, nobody wants an argument in the middle of a task, in the middle of a shopping mall. And I tried to manage him being a whinger, but he was whinging throughout the whole day, yeah.
I'm quite disappointed you're here, because I was kind of hoping we might get to wipe the smirk off Stuart Baggs' face.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to have that same reaction, just because, if only for the fact that he just project managed that atrociously in terms of the way he was speaking to people. I can't do that. I can't, you know, I think you get further in life by getting on with people you're working with and being really condescending and talking down to them. So I think, you know, yeah, I would have liked to have seen Stuart where I am as well.
What's he actually like? Is he like that all the time?
I think that, you know, when he's in front of the cameras, I think that side of him comes out more. And, you know, at the beginning, I've said it to Stuart myself, you know, I didn't really like him at the beginning of the process because, you know, he was very egotistical and very arrogant and but, you know, I grew to like him a little bit more as I worked with him a bit more. He is funny. He is quite funny. And he's good entertainment. I can see, you know, when you're watching it, he is funny to watch. But, he can be like that. There's like two sides to Stuart, I think.
And the great thing is you get to see the look on Stella's face all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I don't think them two see eye to eye.
No,
at all.
It doesn't appear that way.
No.
Did you feel under extra pressure because Lord Sugar had obviously picked you and Stuart to be project managers? Did it feel like whoever lost the task was going to go?
Yeah, probably. Just because I think I had volunteered to be project manager for quite a few weeks before this week. But I wasn't chosen for whatever reason. And so this was my time to prove myself. And I think, yeah, I didn't in terms of, because I didn't win and I got fired. But at the same time, you know, I proved a lot to myself. And I did prove that I can manage a team pretty well and get along with the people that I'm working with. And we didn't, it wasn't a disastrous loss. So, you know, I did prove certain things to myself and hopefully to other people. But yeah, I think that when you're PM, your neck's always on the line and you're sort of the easiest person to point blame at and be fired.
Are you glad you went on the show?
Yeah, like I learned a lot and it was a great experience. You know, not many people can say they've had this experience and I don't regret doing it. And, you know, it's a very interesting process and, you know, I can only say I don't regret doing it because how many people can say they've done that?
What have you learned?
I've learned, you know, well, I already kind of knew I'm quite a resilient person. And I don't take things too personally. You know, you can be criticised a lot on that show. And obviously, if you're in the boardroom a lot, you can get a lot of stick. And, you know, I think what I've learned is, yeah, as Lord Sugar says, I could plan better. And I think I've learned that, you know, I don't like to be micromanaged as well. So, you know, whereas I can respond well to authority. You know, I'd still love to work for Lord Sugar. I think he'd be a great person to learn a lot from. But I think there's only certain people I could work under. I've learned that, you know, we created companies, entire companies and entire sort of services in 2 days. So, you know, if we could do it there, I could do it for myself. So I've set up my own recruitment company. So it's Hunt Pharma. Like placing medical doctors within the pharmaceutical industry, which was what I was doing before, but I've sort of set up my own firm now.
Good plug. Well done.
Thank you.
You also now know what Pinewood Studios is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this was funny because obviously I'd never heard of Pinewood Studios. I'd never heard that it was the place where 007 was filmed, but it is a furniture shop in Nottingham, I'm sure it is. And I think my dad even agreed with me on that one. Yeah, he goes, yeah, it is a furniture shop as well as being, you know, the studios that James Bond's filmed at.
Well, at least you can't fault your logic anyway. There's certainly logic there.
Exactly.
Who do you think will be fired next?
I think Laura, because I think Lord Sugar himself said, you know, you're getting away scot-free and, you know, I'm watching you. You're very sort of, you're getting away with it, really. I think he's maybe itching to fire her, to be honest.
And who do you think will win?
I think, well, I'd like to see Chris Bates and Joanna in the final. So I'd be happy with either of them winning. They're just really down to earth, very cool people that I really got on with.